Former FBI Director James Comey is getting a lot of press for his new memoir, A Higher Loyalty. In the book, Comey writes pretty frankly about his interactions with President Trump. Today on ABC's Good Morning America, Comey offered kind of a taste of what's in the book. He told George Stephanopoulos about a January 2017 meeting at Trump Tower in which they discussed Russian interference in the 2016 election.
President-elect Trump's first question was to confirm that it had no impact on the election. And then the conversation, to my surprise, moved into a PR conversation about how the Trump team would position this. They actually started talking about drafting a press release with us still sitting there.
Okay, the book is not out until next Tuesday, but some news organizations, including NPR, have received early copies. And even before Comey's book could get to stores, the president is coming after him on Twitter. Ryan Lucas covers the Justice Department for NPR. He's with us now in studio. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning.
All right, so in his tweets this morning, the president made some pretty strong allegations. He called Comey, quote, a proven leaker and liar.
That's right. Trump accuses Comey of leaking classified information. He also says that Comey should be prosecuted, and he accuses Comey also of lying to Congress. And then he gets into more name-calling. He calls Comey, and this is a quote, an untruthful slimeball, and he says that he was a terrible FBI director. He says Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton investigation was one of the worst botched jobs in history. And he closes by saying, quote, it was my great honor to fire James Comey, exclamation point. Now, Trump has gone after Comey like this before. He certainly has accused him of being a leaker, of being a liar, since Comey provided that damning testimony under oath to Congress about his interactions with the president. And in his book, of course, Comey goes into greater detail about the conversations that he did indeed have with the president.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So the president not pulling any punches this morning. What about Comey's book? What's in there?
Well, Comey doesn't pull any punches either. He offers a pretty scathing view of Donald Trump in this book. He describes the president as unethical, untethered to truth and institutional values, and he expresses a lot of concern about what impact this is having on the country. He compares Trump to an organized crime boss. Remember, Comey worked as a prosecutor on organized crime cases earlier in his career. And so he draws these parallels, and he says at one point that there's this line about all things, large and small, in service to some code of loyalty that put the organization above morality and above the truth. So there's a lot of detail in this book, but the real value is really this inside view that it gives people into these headline-grabbing events that we've seen over the past couple of years.
You mentioned, of course, that Comey testified in front of Congress under oath. Did we get any details in the book that we didn't get in his congressional testimony?
We do, yes. One instance is this first briefing that Comey gave to Trump in which he discussed this dossier of unconfirmed allegations regarding Trump's alleged ties with Russia, including this salacious story about Trump and prostitutes at a Moscow hotel in 2013. I have to emphasize that the claims in the dossier are unverified, but Comey says that Trump seized on this hotel allegation in particular and repeatedly told Comey it wasn't true, and he wanted Comey to corroborate those denials. But Comey says, kind of as he referenced in that clip, that the president and his team weren't interested in discussing how to respond to Russia's interference in the 2016 election, which is what that briefing was supposed to be about. Comey also describes this meeting that he had with the president in the Oval Office in February of 2017, during which the president asked Attorney General Jeff Sessions to leave. And this is when Comey says the president asked Comey to go easy on Trump's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who lied to the FBI about his contacts with Russians. And Comey's sharply critical of Sessions in this. He describes Sessions as both overwhelmed and overmatched by the job, and he recalls telling him that you can't allow the president to talk to me one-on-one. You have to provide a shield.
Look, a memoir is about presenting your own narrative, of course. That's what James Comey is doing. Do you think that a book like this is going to hurt the president with his supporters?
I think that people are so entrenched in their viewpoints at this point in time. You have the president's devoted supporters who, regardless of what Comey says, are going to continue to support the president, and they view Comey as unethical, as a disgraced former FBI director who's basically out to get his former boss.
Which the president this morning is also saying. And NPR's Ryan Lucas covers justice. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.